Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Catherine Crowley's here, too. Catherine Crowley is an outstanding member of our Brain Trust now for several years. She's the co-author of Working for You Isn't Working for Me. She's an expert on what's going on in the workplace, and she's here to talk to us about that. Catherine, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Catherine, you know, one of the things that that I've talked about quite a bit on the show myself, as well as with experts like you, is how the workplace has changed since 2008, and all the new dynamics that have popped up, and the new relationships really have been built. Really, old relationships, many of the old ones, basically. Morphed into something else, and that's from a standpoint of between people like you and me, and then there's the issue of each one of us having more to do, expecting our bosses or our customers or whatever are expecting more of us, and paying us less, and so yeah. We're all the new normal is a little tense right now, isn't it?
It is. The new normal is a lot, very stressful. I think that would be one word to use for it. We actually just finished giving a series workshop on this topic, which is why I wanted to, bat it around with you, because I think it is so much part of our reality now, and I don't think it's going away anytime soon.
Do you think that people who, people are out there longing for feeling nostalgic for 2006, 2007, hoping that those days will come back?
Well, I think that people are, I think, so let's just take a for instance. Many companies have survived, which is amazing, but the way that they have survived is to, cut the staff maybe to skeletal levels and to redouble their efforts to find business, make business happen, deliver on the product. And as you say, many of the people to whom we sell are now wanting to pay less or nothing for what normally you are able to get a decent price on. So these are, so here we are working very hard with probably half the resources, twice the workload. And that I don't think is going to change, because in fact, what the people who are buying, say from small business owners, are realizing is that they can get it. They can get away with it, so to speak. And I don't mean that in a harsh sense. I just think that it's probably in reaction to the retraction that happened after, very fluid spending for many, many years.
Well, we all know that when things are good, as things improve and the tide floats all boats, we all know that companies overhire probably, and they get a little bit sloppy. Well, we've just come through a crucible time when we've been, if you survived, you've learned how to be productive, you've learned how to be efficient. But you and I both know, Catherine, that as we continue to operate with that kind of an organization, as the economy gets better, something's going to happen. Some positive financial things are going to come in the form of profits. And to me, the question, and that's starting to happen right now. In fact, on Wall Street, it's already happened. And in the major corporations, it's already happened. The question is, what do the owners of those businesses, large and small, what do they do with that extra? Do they, do they pay it to the shareholders? Do they go back and compensate the people who took on the extra load? What do they do? What do they do with that? That's going to be kind of there's a character test situation going on right now, isn't there, Catherine?
There is. And actually, I'll tell you something really interesting. Just minutes before you and I got on the line together, there's a report that came over the radio another, you know, the news radio station here, that while employers think their employees are happy, one third of the workforce is looking for new jobs right now.
Right.
So, you know, I think that those at the helm who may be grateful for the hard work their staff has done to finally get, you know, have some profits flowing, I actually think they need to wake up and channel some of that profit and some of the benefits back down to their employees.
How do they have that conversation?
That's a very good question. That's a very good question.
Well, it seems to me, Catherine,
Go ahead. Well, I was going to say, I think it starts with taking a pulse, a real pulse with your staff, you know, to find out how they're actually faring at this point in time. And from where we stand, Kathy Elster and I, we're normally talking to the employees. So our message to them has been to take care of themselves, you know, to try to pace yourself, to try to take care of yourself physically, emotionally, spiritually, so that you don't get overwhelmed with the workload that you're facing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems to me that I would encourage a small business owner to go to their employees, as I did when we back in 08. I went to my employees and I said, "Look, I don't know what's going to happen, but this isn't my first rodeo. I made through the last seven recessions.
Right.
I think I can make it through this one, and I hope you'll be with me." And we did. But I think now is the time to go back to employees and say, "Okay, you know, you've been with me through this whole time. As the economy gets better, as the company improves, I'm going to use a recent term. I'm going to repatriate some of those benefits back to you guys."
Yeah,
I think that's one way to get some loyalty. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea, Jim. And I think, and it's interesting because both of those examples are about keeping the communication open, right? So because staff know, they know when the company is making more money. They may not know the exact dollars and cents, but they have a very good sense of when the flow, when it's no longer ebbing and you're flowing again.
Right. Well, if you've been asking your people to do more for a lot less or for no great increase, and all of a sudden you can afford, you know, a new Mercedes, you know, when you couldn't 2 years ago, that kind of tips your hand a little bit, doesn't it, Catherine?
Yes, it does, Jim.
Hey, Catherine, give us your website, please.
www.ksquaredenterprises.com.
Hey, you go check it out, folks. The book that she and Kathy Elster wrote, Working for You Isn't Working for Me, is available wherever books are sold. And by the way, Kathy, as we go out, you know, folks, if the big guys, the big boxes, if they don't do what we were just talking about, then, you know, we might be able to pick off some pretty sharp employees leaving those organizations.
Right.
We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about women competing with women. How about that? After these messages, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.